Hi, Hader, and welcome to the new By Zach Reading Podcast. We've invited you here today to talk about the Percy Jackson books. I believe you're a big fan and you've read all of them, is that correct?
Yes.
So my first question for you is, how did you come across the Percy Jackson books? Like, did your mom recommend it to you? Did you find it by yourself, the school library? Tell me how.
So my mom was looking across the local website for some books for me. And she came across the Percy Jackson books, Heroes of Olympus. She thought, and me agreed, that like we could have a little read of it. Maybe we should try it. It could be good, and I might enjoy it. And
so, did you end up liking it?
Yeah, I ended up liking it.
So you read the whole series. Because how did you approach the books? Because I know they're chunky. They have a lot of pages. So how did you like approach the books? Did you use like a lower level book so you could, you know, get better and then eventually do it? Or did you just read it straight away?
So I tried to read it straight away. I got a bit bored, so then I left it for a while. And then after some times, I just got bored of not reading. So I came back onto reading and I started like enjoying it. That was very, very good.
So what made you read on? Like, what made you read on to the next book? Oh, this is good. I'm going to read the next book, the next book, the next book.
So, like, the plot twists were very, very interesting. So I thought, like, what's going to happen? What will become of the characters? Like, will they get eaten by mythological minotaurs?
So I believe you found a new book that's, like, kind of like Percy Jackson. It's called The 39 Clues, right?
Yeah.
So I believe you found that book in the school library. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So that's correct. I found it in the library. And what caught my eye was that the author, like, it was made by Rick Riordan, the author of Percy Jackson.
So that's why you approached it?
Yeah. And then I had a little look of it. And I found out that the storyline was very good. And when I saw the part where Rick Riordan was writing, I could feel his habits when he was writing.
So like his style, kind of?
Yeah, style.
Yeah, so what happens in the book? Tell us a bit more about it. Like, is it a series? Is it just a book? Like, how? Is there multiple authors?
So the specific book, the 11th book of the series, it has four authors. One of them was Rick Riordan. That was the one that caught my eye.
So did you read it in order? Because I always say you read the first one in order, but if you, let's say you only have the seventh one or something.
The 11th book caught my eye, but I started with the first one, I went up.
Because I always say it's better to start with the first book, because you won't understand what it says last week or refers to something it did in the book before. So that's a really big problem. So another thing is, would you recommend the 39 Clues as like a stepping stool for Percy Jackson, or the other way around? Like, would you say 39 Clues is for older readers than Percy Jackson, or lower?
So when I first read the 39 Clues, I thought maybe this is like a bit kiddish. Like, this is very kiddish because it has other authors other than Rick Riordan. But once I kept on reading on, I figured it's like more like interesting, like murder or like
so like
drama.
For older audience.
Yeah.
So you think Percy Jackson is the stepping stone for 39 Clues?
Yeah, it's the stepping stone to
like
the steps to the cookie in the cabinet.
Okay, so anyways, so what age group would you recommend the 39 Clues or Percy Jackson to?
So I think people starting from year 4, age 8 to 9,
eight, okay.
They can go. It can go up to like age 14, 13.
Is this Percy Jackson or the 39 Clues?
Both of them. They're both very similarly like aged.
So I know that Percy Jackson has some mythological stuff. So like Greek mythology, I think. Does 39 Clues have the same thing?
No, I guess the original author, not Rick Riordan, he thought like maybe a different like storyline would fit this book.
So
not mythological, just in the current day. But the 11th book, it goes down in generations other than the other books.
So like The 11th book, you keep mentioning the 11th book, so like, is the 11th book the one that caught your eye? You said that, right?
Yeah.
So the 11th book, it has multiple authors, right?
Yeah, four authors for every generation.
For every generation. What do you mean by every generation?
So it starts where the story like all began, and then like it shows like what the main characters want and who's the villain, and then they're trying to pursue that dream for over 500 years. And so every time it goes in generation, for every time they've been close to like getting.
So
to
like dream. Let's say first we have boomers, okay, the generation boomers. Boomers, okay? Then boomers goes down to Gen Z, then to Gen Alpha, Gen to Gen Beta. So, like, it goes down from generations like that every 12 years.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Hader, for coming and sharing what you're reading.
Thank you for asking me.
So, if any of you have got a super good book that you want to share, come into year 5 and speak to us. Hello, Mr. Ergin, and welcome to the second episode of the Bizak Reading Podcast. I have a few questions for you, and is it okay for you to answer them?
Yes, that sounds good, yeah.
So what do you help with in the school? Like, what is your role? What do you help with?
So it's my job as head of reading to make sure all of our resources, all of our books are there. I also help with the struggling readers at our school as well, children who don't find reading easy. So it's my job to help them, support them, support our wonderful teachers as well.
Okay, so what was your favorite book when you were a kid? Did anyone help you enjoy reading when you were younger, or did you just find it by yourself?
Well, you had Mr. Viner on last week, didn't you? And he said that he wasn't particularly an avid reader when he was young. And
liked comics.
Yeah, he liked comics. I'm not a big fan of comics. I don't really enjoy them now, and I haven't really enjoyed them.
I don't really read comics.
You're not a comic
fan. I've read Diary of a Wimpy Kid, but only because my brother recommended to me. But I didn't like it. Like, I don't like comic styles.
Because I see a lot of children reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I think there's a time and a place for Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I think it's our job as teachers at the school to get children off Diary of a Wimpy Kid. You can start with Diary of a Wimpy Kid, but there are so many other books to read.
Yeah.
And I always say it's about having a reading diet. But when I was younger, I really enjoyed comedy books. So there was one, I think it was by Andy Stanton. It was called Mr. Gum.
Mr. Gum?
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
See if we can get a copy in our library. But the illustrations were crazy, and it was just a nonsense comedy book. So I always loved reading them. And I did read some Diary of a Wimpy Kid when I was a kid as well.
So why do you think some kids like don't like reading, or they think it's boring? So what would you say to a child who doesn't like reading, who says, oh, this is boring, I would much rather watch a movie?
For the children that say that, I think, one, they haven't found the right book yet. They haven't found their genre. And also, often the children who say that, they are the children that find reading difficult. They don't read regular. It's not a habit. So that's you know, the job of friends and teachers to help them find the right book. I just think they haven't found the right genre.
Yeah. So me, in general, like, I didn't like reading because I didn't know what my genre was like. Year 3, year 4, I was just reading any book that came into the AR section. So I was just reading, but I didn't find the actual story until year 3 or year 4. And then I found Harry Potter. So then I started to like it, then I found my genre. But I don't really like magical. It's just Harry Potter is just good for some reason.
What is your favorite genre of book?
Oh, that's a hard question. I think it's comedy, horror, or something like that.
Comedy horror? Is that like a mix? Comedy,
yeah, it's
and
like
horror?
A mix. Like, it's kind of, it's like scary, but it kind of breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah. Oh.
So, can books help us understand other people better? Like, in a different perspective, we see people in different perspectives.
Yeah. Do you know what empathy is?
Yeah.
I think books really help with empathy. It helps us, books help us see things from other people's perspective. For me, that's why I like reading. A book that I'm reading now is about two people who go on a long walk and they share their experiences together. And I feel like I'm on a walk with those characters. I'm empathizing with those characters. So I think books help with empathy. You get to learn about different lives, cultures, and it helps us understand other people.
Okay. So this week we're celebrating World Book Day in school. So what do you think World Book Day is like? Well, for why? Why does it really help children? Do you think it helps children enjoy reading books? And why do we dress up?
I'm going to say something controversial, yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm not really a big World Book Day fan. You know, head of reading saying that, can you believe it?
Nah.
Do you know why?
Why?
I think every single day should be about books. Every single day should be a World Book Day. It's nice to get dressed up, but for me, reading books is not about dressing up as our favorite characters. Every day should be World Book Day. It's good to celebrate books and reading, but I think we should be doing that every day.
Okay.
It does get children excited. They get to share new books. I think this World Book Day is going to be extra special because we're learning about the same book. And this year we get an opportunity to read with, you know, different children from across the school. Do you know which group you are going to be reading with?
I don't know. Third or maybe?
Year three.
Year three?
Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be a great opportunity for you guys to go and read and open year three eyes book to some books that you like to read as well.
Okay, so you told me a little bit about the book you're reading right now. Yeah. It's like there are two characters on a long walk and they share an experience. Can you tell me a little bit more about the book you're reading right now?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of, it's a funny story, it's comedy. There's a bit of romance in it as well. It's a really nice book because you really get to understand the characters and what the, sort of their lives that they've been going through. So that's the book that I'm reading by myself. But there's a brilliant book that I'm reading to my class at the moment. It's a comedy one because they love comedy books. It's called The Man Who Wore All of His Clothes.
What?
So basically he gets up in the morning and puts all his clothes on. And it's a nonsense book. It's comedy, but the children love it. But okay. the book that we're going to read next is called Cobweb. It's a war book, and it's about a dog.
Oh,
so that's what we've got up next.
Because some dogs have like prizes for doing stuff.
Yeah, like a Medal of Honor, for example.
Yeah.
It's by Michael Morpurgo.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that author before?
Yeah, The Butterfly Line. We did that in your form.
Correct. You're right.
Okay, so have you got a message for all our listeners? Maybe one thing you think every kid should know about reading, they should like it, something like that.
Yeah, I've got a message. My message is the more you read, particularly for younger children, the easier it gets. So practice, practice, practice. Children need to read every single day. It's so important. I'm constantly telling children, so even adults, that they should be reading every single day. It doesn't have to be long, 15, 20 minutes. Find something that you enjoy and just read it. That is my message. It's a simple message, but it's clear. Just read every single day.
Okay, so thank you for joining us today, and we can't wait for World Book Day.
Thank you, Yahya. Thank you for having me. Really looking forward to World Book Day on Thursday.
I thought you said you don't like Thursday.
I said I don't agree with it, but it's going to be great to have it anyway.
Also, if you have any topics you think you would like us to discuss, please do tell us. It's time for next month's teaser. We are going to look at a very, very popular author that has made multiple series. It's also popular during year 3 to year 6, especially boys. Can you guess who it is? Thank you for listening to our BISAC podcast, and see you next time.